So you already know that I talked about Bendy and the ink machine before, and you're probably thinking, what? Why are you talking about this again? What else could you possibly say besides that it's a crappy horror game that's not really horror and all this other stuff? Well, turns out I found some new information. I looked up on YouTube one day and found an interesting article about the studio behind the game. And, oh boy, they are very, very scummy people. I'm talking about the higher-ups, of course. The rest of the employees have nothing to do with any of this. But, yeah, you wanna know what this studio is called? It's fucking hilarious and so goddamn ironic. Get this. Their studio is called, I shit you not, Joey Drew Studios. The very same fictional studio in Bendy and the Ink Machine. My god, they become the thing that they characterized. An overly cartoonish and evil company that profits off of greed and merchandise. Absolutely fucking legendary. Wow. You could not have made this any more perfect if you tried. But anyway, so what exactly did they do? Well, the head of the company, Mike Mood, along with Mr. Meatly, are involved in some scummy shit. Mostly with lots and lots of layoff for their employees with little to no explanation whatsoever. And from all the testimonials from the ex-employees, it pretty much goes the same thing. These two people suck royally at communication and expect that their employees are fucking mind readers to figure out exactly their perfect artistic vision of their projects and games, which is fucking impossible. And plus, they're never even around anyway, so the employees are left with little to no leadership or direction. So that's probably why most of their projects are just a mishmash of what the hell. Which explains so much in retrospect. This also is plagued with, well, yes, Bendy in the Ink Machine. They've gone on and on that they say that they have the whole story planned. No, they didn't. They never had a story. Yeah, here's the dark truth about this. Bendy and the Ink Machine was never supposed to have a story. It was made purely to sell merchandise for stupid fucking retarded kids. That's not just me saying that. That's them saying it word for word. Well, except for the R word, but mainly for the stupid kids part. That just shows they don't give a fucking shit for their audience. And treat all of their audience, especially younger kids, as brain-dead, drooling morons. Which is disgusting. Not only that, but they also contradict themselves in various interviews and Q&A sessions that they had the story planned. And that this was always how it was going to go down. No, it wasn't. They only had the beginning and the end planned. Everything happened in between. That's all because of the fans. Mostly with the fans' speculation, theories, MatPat in general. And it's just like, oh, well, they're writing the story for us, so fuck it, let's put that in. They show a poster of Alice Angel and people wondered, oh, we've never seen this character before. We know about Bendy and Boris. Who's this character and why is she involved? In fact, why are there so many posters of her in the studios compared to all the other things? And they took an interest in that and just basically cobbled together whatever fucking shit they can have. And this shows another problem. They really suck at storytelling and writing, because we're introduced with the first Alice Angel, which is the original voice actress for her, who is obsessed with becoming perfect and becoming the true Alice. And then, of course, later on in the chapter 4, I believe, she is killed by another Alice, her replacement voice actress. So what the hell is the point of introducing the first Alice if you're just gonna kill her off anyway? You might as well not introduce her at all. Another thing too with Boris, we have two different Borises. one that has been, I don't know, following Henry for a while, and then another who is a boss fight? Where did this Boris come from? I don't know, who cares? We can't be fucked to tell an actual story, so yeah, here's a boss fight for no reason. It's just a mess. And it just goes on like this. The projectionist? Yeah, he's just kinda there. He wasn't actually supposed to exist, but hey, we need another stalker character besides Bendy, so fuck it, we have this guy now. And it just goes on and on like this. I'm sorry that this is so disjointed and unscripted, but it just bothers the fuck out of me. Like, what the hell? What is this? This is how not to write, well, anything. You need to have a plan. You need to have an outline. You need to figure out just what exactly you're going to do before you're going to do it. Otherwise, you get a disjointed mess like this. And even then, the ending to this game still fucking sucks because you literally accomplished nothing and you didn't figure anything out. What happened to the employees? Why did they transform into ink monsters? Why did Bendy go insane and become a monster? Why did the ink machines still keep running? How is the studio so big? Are we literally inside the ink machine? How the fuck does it make something like this? Nothing about this is explained, and what the hell is with the time loop bullshit? Not once was that even hinted or even advertised. The whole idea of this premise is, hey, what if a studio in 1920s and 30s like the Walt Disney Company dealt with black magic to make their marketing real? That was the original idea, and they fucked it up. It's brushed aside, and is barely even mentioned anymore. And that's another problem, too. The rest of the cast, which we don't see, by the way, and probably are all dead, leave these video cassette messages just lying around. Who are they leaving these messages for? Themselves? Why are they in such weird locations? Why did they even record all of this? I don't understand this at all. Yes, there are some apocalyptic logs in like other horror games like Silent Hill, Resident Evil, and all this other stuff, but that happened way before the incident even happened, and you can at least tell what kind of people they were before they either went missing or just straight up dead. Here, there's literally no reason to leave these things. What does this tell us? Other than, hey, Joy Drew Studios actually fucking sucks. And Joey Drew is a colossal douchebag who only cares about money and profits. Like, no shit, we could have figured that out from the very beginning, which is ironically what the actual Joey Drew Studios is. So that makes this even more ironic. But, oh man. So they lied about the whole story setup. They only had the beginning and the ending, and they made the time loop ending confusing on purpose. To garner theories and speculation shit, but what do you theorize here? What do you speculate? Nothing. Nothing happens. Nothing happens in this fucking game. You literally went through all of this for no reason. Why did I even come to the studio? Why did Joey Drew invite me here? Why are all these creations gone insane? Why are some of them just okay with being who they are? Like the second Alice Angel and Boris. I don't understand anything that's going on in this game. Nothing about this makes any sense, and Henry literally has no reason to be there. You could have controlled any other character who is unrelated to the happenings of the studio, and guess what? It would have played exactly the same way. So, making a character who was originally part of the studio coming here? Absolutely pointless. Henry is barely even a character. He says things here and there, but for the most part, he's completely silent and just watches the events unfold, never interacting with these events and moments himself, which makes him a complete and utter tool. He's just a puppet to be used by the player, which is really bad storytelling and gameplay design. Not to mention that this game is a broken down piece of crap. So many things are broken, events don't play correctly, AI is just a lucky crapshoot, Sometimes they're dumb as rocks, and sometimes they're omnipotent bastards and seem to know exactly where you are. Like, the most notable section is the Butcher Gang section. What you're supposed to do is that you're supposed to go in these long, winding hallways to find ink parts to create something, and you're supposed to sneak by them. But then you remember, wait, they move so slow, and their attacks are so delayed, you can just run past them and just bum rush throughout the whole thing. And yeah, you can do it. The whole idea is that if you go too fast, your footsteps will be heard, and there are holes in the walls that they can peer in through. But guess what? Even when you go very quietly and there are no holes in the walls where they're roaming around, they still hear you and gain up on you. The whole thing is so fucking broken. And of course, the most egregious problem here, it advertised as this horror game, but it isn't. It's a walking simulator with some horror elements, but it's not scary. Nothing about this is scary, because you have a weapon to fight against the creatures coming after you, and there's nothing really to pop out at you. You already know that Bendy and the projectionists are coming after you, and you can just hide until they fuck off or lose interest, which is all the damn time, so what's even the point? But you already know the stance of the game. Some people like it, and that's okay. Fine, whatever. The characters are good, I'll admit that. It's everything surrounding it that's such a piece of shit. There is no story, there's no proper characterization, and there's no purpose or rhyme or reason for anything to happen the way it does. It's just random events stitched together to trying to vaguely create a story. And even then, it still fails. It's just a complete clusterfuck. But not only that, talking about the studio themselves, they are a horrible company with gross mismanagement, lots of allegations of emotional and verbal abuse, so bad that some employees actually had to go into therapy for all of this. So it's basically the BioWare situation with Anthem all over again, except even worse, because it shows that these two people are so bloody incompetent, which makes me wonder, why the hell are they in the game industry to begin with? But then, I just remind myself, they never cared about going to the game industry, they never cared about their fanbase, they never cared about the fan projects, songs, artwork, or any contributions or tributes. No. They just want to market the fuck out of merchandise and earn money. That's all they are. Good lord. It's like a combination of Mr. Krabs from SpongeBob SquarePants and the actual Joey Drew in their own franchise. That's quite an accomplishment. Oh my lord. And the rest of the people have nothing to do with any of this. They're just doing their jobs and trying their damnedest to at least make something out of this whole situation. But it's just not worth it. These people are so distant, so brain dead with their decisions. And with the gross mismanagement of money, there was a Kickstarter for like, Bandit Showdown or Puppet Showdown, whatever the fuck it was. That never went anywhere. It didn't go anywhere at all. It was a flop. And probably cancelled. So that's all that time, effort, and money went down the drain. And they just don't care. Because they already made merchandise out of it, even though the game got canned. So yes, that's all this company is. Merchandise. And even then, some of the people in charge of the merchandise really don't give a shit about their practices because, yeah, they're being used by puppets. So, who fucking cares? Which just makes me dislike Bendy and the Ink Machine even more. It had potential if it was put in the right hands and people who actually gave a shit. But, as shown again and again, Mike Mood and Mr. Meatly don't care about their audience. They don't care about the fan contributions like fan songs, animations, videos, tributes, reviews, and YouTubers spreading the word about their content and company. They don't give a flying fuck about any of that. No, they just give a shit about their own self-worth and money. That's all it all comes down to it. They have become the very thing that they parodied and despise in the industry, which is basically a company that only exists to sell the crap out of merchandise, products, and all this other stuff without showing anything else. And that really pisses me off. So, yeah, they're kind of not worth it. So, fuck 'em. If they don't care about the fan base and about us, then fuck it. We don't care about you either. All's fair in love and war, as they say. Especially in the entertainment and game industry. So, fuck you, Joey Drew Studios.